futures languished on Tuesday, but mostly retained recent strong gains. About two-thirds of winter wheat is in the ground. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 16th of October. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon, based on USDA reports. Early expectations, though, are for steady to higher prices. Cattle futures ended up mostly narrowly higher amid two-sided action, awaiting direction from this week's cash market. Live cattle futures closed an average of 31 cents higher, except for unchanged and near Dease. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed, unchanged to 55 cents lower in the front three contracts, and then an average of 31 cents higher. Wholesale beef values were higher on choice and sharply higher on select, with moderate to good demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 80 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $218.02 a hundredweight. Select was $2.15 higher at $191.48. Corn futures on Tuesday closed 2 to 4 cents lower through May of 20 and then mostly fractionally lower. According to the most recent USDA crop progress report for the week ending October 13th, 22% of this year's corn crop was harvested, which was 16% less than last year and 14% less than average. 55% was in good or excellent condition, which was 1% less than the previous week and 13% less than last year. As for soybeans, 26% were harvested, which was 11% less than a year earlier and 23% less than average. 54% were rated in good or excellent condition, which was 1% more than a week earlier and 12% less than a year ago. Soybean futures on Tuesday closed 3 to 6 cents lower through August of 20 and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Turning to forage, 65% of winter wheat was planted, which was 1% more than last year and on par with average. 41% had emerged, which is 1% ahead of average. Pasture and range condition continued to erode relative to a year ago, with 43% rated in good or excellent condition, which was 6% less than a year earlier. 28% was rated as poor or very poor, which was 7% more than the same time last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed higher Tuesday on positive corporate earnings and optimism concerning a potential resolution for Brexit. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 237 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 29 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 100 points. Higher fed cattle prices helped boost projected feedlot margins for October through December by about $100 per head in the monthly historical and projected Kansas feedlot net returns. That was compared to the previous month, and that doesn't necessarily mean black ink, but does suggest significantly less red. Keep in mind, the projections are on a cash-to-cash basis, which doesn't consider any price risk management. Projected net returns for steers closed out over the next 3 months range from a minus $158.05 a head in October to a positive $22.79 in December, with feeding cost of gain for those months projected at $88.62 to $90.96 a hundredweight. The projected September closeout is a minus $292.21 with a feeding cost of gain at $89.06. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 16th of October. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.